You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Geeks by Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Yeah, what can I say? Sometimes I slip up. Sometimes I forget names of the people I love and care about the most.
I would say it's like 90% of the time.
Now, I've shared plenty of times on this show, I think, where I had moments of forgetting my date's name, people I've gone out with.
Yeah.
It came time to introduce them to friends or coworkers. And in my defense, though, the last time that happened was years ago. And we were on, like, our fifth date, so I was still getting to know her. But yeah.
Literally been hanging out for a month.
I love you, Rebecca.
She's like, my name's Sam.
I forgot her name. I don't know how this happens. I just space out.
I think that it's concerning because the people that you're forgetting their names aren't just like, oh, I've met you a couple times. No, these are very close people in your life.
Close people. So. It's not my strong suit. I will admit that. But I am working on becoming better in 2026 when it comes to remembering the names of my family members. For example, my niece and nephew.
And my family members too, please.
Yours too. You would have thought I murdered the family pet on Sunday. My beautiful niece and nephew, aka the twins, turned 2 years old on Sunday. And I did a nice little happy birthday story on social media for them, like I do for all the special people in my life.
Right.
And I said, happy birthday to my Christian and Savannah Rose. And my mom texted me about an hour later and says, what is wrong with you? I said, what? She goes, who is Savannah Rose? Your niece's name is Savannah Grace. I said, is it? She goes, your other niece is Olivia Rose. I said, oh, I thought it was Olivia Grace. I got confused.
I love you and I love your love for space, but you take it too far and you are a full-fledged space cadet. You have no idea
what's
going on.
No, that's not true.
Half the time.
I disagree. Sometimes when it comes to names, I don't know. And I'm trying my best out here. I really am.
Sometimes I genuinely don't know if you're doing it on purpose or not. Because you have been calling a coworker of ours by the wrong name for years. I mean, granted, she's only worked here for like 2 years. But you will see her here. You will see her in public. You will see her anywhere and call her a completely different name.
There's a girl down the hall named Hope that we work with. And anytime I've ever seen her, I've called her Paige. I don't know why. She looks like a Paige. And every single time I have apologized I'm very sincere. I feel very bad. I go back and I do it all over again.
At what point is the apology just water? You know what I mean?
At this point, I totally understand if I'm not her favorite person.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yesterday, we were talking about my brother, Max,
yeah.
who, I mean, you've known him for years.
Yeah.
And
great dude.
You're like, so what's going on with Sam? I'm like, who's Sam?
I kept calling him.
Like,
Your brother?
I'm like, I don't have a brother named Sam, unfortunately.
So I don't know what's
crazy.
Up, guys. I should have shared this story in the 9 o'clock hour because all the employees that work with my sister-in-law, Heather, they all think I'm the worst uncle to begin with. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're constantly judging. Listen, I made an honest mistake. Then my brother texts me correcting my mistake, and he had to add in there that I'm just an absolutely useless uncle. Then my sister-in-law texts me with a whole bunch of question marks. She says, your niece's name is Savannah Grace. Like, I can hear the condescending tone in her voice. It's clear as day, you know? Yeah. And I forget names at times when it comes to remembering people, their names and whatnot. But I am sorry. I have a lot of good qualities, and I'm trying to figure out what some of those are.
We all are.
But I won't lie. I was embarrassed, and I owned up to the fact that I slipped up. What is the worst embarrassing thing you've done around your family, and you still get roasted for it today?
But, like, here's the problem that I have with you is, like, yeah, you felt that embarrassment in the moment, but you're never going to feel enough embarrassment to change your ways or try harder to know someone's name.
Well, it's not.
You're still going to call people the wrong name.
Well, it's not like I'm doing it on purpose, Breezy. It's not like I don't care. I just, you know.
Do you? But you see how that comes off, though, that you don't care.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That's why I was embarrassed, because I do care. Let's go over to Greg. Moose.
Got me meeting these kids for the first time. It's like, hi, it's their second birthday, so.
At least I got their birthday correct. They are turning two. Greg says, Moose, you remind me of the deadbeat uncle. Thank you, Greg. During my high school graduation, he was like, congratulations, Gary. I said, my name is Greg.
Yep.
He looked at me like he was finding that out for the first time.
Yep. And not to mention, they just announced his name live on stage to walk across it. So how are you not knowing it?
That's true.
Yep.
Let's go over to Christina. 585-252-9800. Christina says, at my cousin's wedding, I got up to give a toast, completely forgot my cousin's new husband's name. And I stood there staring for like 10 seconds and then said, love you. You know who you are.
Oh, yep.
Family. Family still brings it up every holiday.
So I did something at a wedding once too that I still think about to this day, but no one ever called me out on it. I officiated my really good friend's wedding.
Yeah.
And I went through the whole spiel. And I'm pretty sure I said their last name wrong, which is like the only thing you need to do. The only thing you need is their last name. So I said Lonsberry, but it's Lounsberry.
Yes.
But yeah.
I was so embarrassed last year. You remember around this time, my buddy came in the studio. He did a short film. They made it here in Rochester, New York. And then I had to go to the theater and do the Q&A on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of his family members was there. Mm-hmm. Everybody. The whole night on stage, I'm calling him by the wrong last name. I thought nobody corrected me. I'm like, dude, why didn't you say something? You made me sit there and look stupid in front of your whole family. I was so embarrassed.
Must be a really good friend.
I felt so bad.
He's like my buddy, my good friend.
I know. I used to date his sister, too. I don't know.
Really left a lasting impact, truly.
I know. Her parents were there. Oh, so bad, you guys. Let me go over to...
I love how you blame other people for your shortcomings. You're like, why didn't you tell me? It's like, well, I've known you for 5 years. Like,
somebody, help me out here, you know? Trying to do you a solid. Chuck says, I don't know what's worse, forgetting their names or posting it on social media. Okay. I got to send this audio to my brother and sister-in-law, and then maybe I'll be off the hook. This is a public apology. So to my beautiful Savannah, Grace.
Not Savannah Rose.
I love you.
98PXY.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.